As 2011 draws to a close, NPR News has been taking a closer look at some people, businesses, ideas, and trends that have done well this year in a series called A Good Year. Today we look at Korean pop music. NPR's Claudine Abade reports that this was the year that K-pop made it big in the U.S.
Need proof that K-pop has smashed through the U.S. market? Exhibit 1, Girls' Generations. They sold out Madison Square Garden. Nine leggy Korean girls made up as mannequins, moving in perfect unison. Sweet smiles plastered on their faces, wearing day glow yellow, green, and pink short shorts and heels with bobby socks. Girls' Generation may just epitomize the K-pop band. They're nothing if not formulaic. Lots of members. Not one is playing an instrument. And their dances are hyper-choreographed. And that video has been viewed more than 59 million times on YouTube. Which brings me to Exhibit 2, YouTube. You know, when you watch a YouTube video, there's a number showing you just how many times it's been viewed. Now, if you look next to it, there's a button you can click that shows a map of the world. The parts of that map that are shaded in green are where people are watching that video.
And just over in the last 2 years, you have a video from a Korean artist, and the map would be kind of green in Korea, and then would be light green in Asia.
That's David Marks with YouTube Asia Pacific.
And now the last couple singles that people like Girls' Generation have released, now just looking at those maps, they're just pure green everywhere, and it's kind of even surprising to us.
YouTube has just created a K-pop channel, and it's being bombarded by fans. Susan Kang runs the K-pop fan site Soompi. She says it's the videos that are driving the fan craze.
I think K-pop is just as much about like the image and the fashion and the dance as much as the music itself. It's really popular for people to learn like all the dances from the different music videos.
And Kang says fans love to upload videos of themselves doing the moves. And now Exhibit 3, Accolades. This song, Bubble Pop by Hyuna, is number 9 on Spin's 20 Best Songs of 2011. And there's the MTV Iggy Award for the best new band in the world. It's decided by votes from fans. K-pop band 21 grabbed that award this year, and more than half of the votes came from the U.S. This 21 video, I Am the Best, shows off another side of K-pop. Strutting in vinyl cat suits, and at one point wielding silver machine guns, these girls are anything but sugar sweet. But they keep the K-pop formula, with moves that are in sync, on point, and totally polished. Their work caught the attention of musician and music producer Will.i.am of the Black Eyed Peas. Earlier this year, he posted this video on YouTube praising the band.
I liked it a lot. I think you guys are real talented. I would like to work with you guys on some beats, on some music.
He's now in the process of producing 21's first English album. 2011 was a good year for K-pop. But superfan Susan Kang believes there's still more to come.
So this past year, I feel like we've just grazed the tip of the iceberg. K-pop is going to be a lot more in the forefront than it already is.
Considering the line of K-pop boy bands still waiting in the wings to show off their moves, this craze may just sink step right through 2012. Claudine Abade, NPR News.